A United Nations briefing on the state of the healthcare system in Gaza painted a bleak picture. Dr. Mike Ryan is the executive director of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program.
The health system in Gaza is under extreme pressure. The vast majority of health hospitals are closed. There are only 10 of the 36 health hospitals that were functioning in Gaza now functioning in any way at all, and even they are struggling to function. Almost all of the health facilities in the northern part of Gaza, north of the Wadi Gaza line, have ceased functioning as hospital facilities.
In addition to a near collapse of the healthcare system, Ryan said population displacement and concentration are setting Gaza up for a health nightmare.
Beyond the risks of direct wounds and injuries, which are very severe, we're seeing large numbers of people packed into refuges, packed into UNRWA schools, packed into various other kinds of centers. This is creating a concentration of people which is driving epidemic risks, and the rains over the last 24 hours have really added to that. There really has been heavy rain. It has flooded a lot of the makeshift camps, and it is generating all kinds of risks. And it's not just the risks of diarrheal disease. The sudden drop in temperature is going to create a problem with pneumonia in children. The stress that those kids are under, the nutritional status that those children have, make it a recipe for epidemics.
Ryan said that because so many Gaza residents have fled northern Gaza, the southern half of the Gaza Strip currently has three times its usual population, but only a third of the hospital beds it once had, and less than a third of the hospitals functional and available for use.
So even if tomorrow morning this were to end in terms of the ceasefire, we still have a huge problem on our hands. We've got a huge demand from the existing injured. We've got a huge potential demand on the system. 5,500 women are going to give birth in the next month. 15% of them will need a cesarean section. 25% of their children will be born preterm. That is thousands of babies. That's not 31, 29, or 38. That is literally thousands of babies will be born.
Ryan said the situation is untenable.
There's over 1,000 patients on cancer therapy. We have thousands of diabetics, thousands of people with severe hypertension, the normal things of life. We have 20,000 people in need of urgent psychiatric care. The only psychiatric hospital has been closed as well. So we are seeing a complete collapse of the higher level infrastructure of the Gazan health system.
As the United Nations marks World Children's Day, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that over his 7 years in his position, he has had to present 7 annual reports on children killed by state actors, with the worst culprit being the Taliban in 2017, who killed roughly 700 children. But he said the war in Gaza has profoundly changed the math.
Now, without entering into discussing the accuracy of the numbers that were published by the de facto authorities in Gaza, what is clear is that we have had, in a few weeks, thousands of children killed. So this is what matters. We are witnessing a killing of civilians that is unparalleled and unprecedented in any conflict since I am Secretary General.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that missions are being planned to evacuate the remaining patients and staff out of northern Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital, pending guarantees of safe passage by parties to the conflict. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.